The state is fighting the season's first big wildfire in the interior. The Broken Snowshoe Fire is burning about 10 to 15 miles northeast of McGrath. Alaska Fire Service spokesman Doug Stockdale says the roughly 5,000-acre blaze is drawing considerable suppression resources.
We've got 86 folks on that one. We've had two large tankers, our Convair tankers that have gone over there, the state tankers, that have worked the flanks of the fire. As of last report, we had about 20 loads of retardant and some bucket work with a helicopter.
Stockdale says smoke from the fire is visible from McGrath, but the blaze is burning on the other side of the Kuskokwim River and is only threatening remote properties at this point. Another fire that's drawing attention is on the other side of the state in the eastern interior. Stockdale says the fire is burning near the Taylor Highway community of Chicken.
About 800 acres, and it was burning in boreal spruce and in an area close to where it burned in 2004. And because it's close to people and structures, we've put some crews on it. We have four Type 2 crews. Type 1 crew has been ordered. They've had we've asked for the state is actually managing that for us right now. And they have requested aerial support, retardant support from the Canadians.
Stockdale says another fire that's getting attention is burning west of the Parks Highway community of Anderson. He says 11 firefighters are on the half-acre blaze 4 miles west of the community. There are more than 20 fires listed as active in Alaska right now, but most are burning in remote country and are not being fought. The fires resulted from recent days' lightning.